Bring Bobby Slayton in.
Bring Bobby in. Let's get the show on.
Here goes Bobby.
Okay. All right. Hey, how are you?
How are you, man?
Because, you know, this isn't so much of a radio station. It's more like a hideout. It's more like a safe house.
It's
exactly like this.
It's a steaming bag of shit.
I thought it was like a gay disco. Come here, they're blasting
music. Oh, it's a fucking gay disco in here all the time, yeah.
At a radio station?
Yeah.
I like that.
How tanned can a motherfucker be? Do you live in Miami or something?
Well, you know, I'm outside a lot. I'm not hunkered down in a bunker for 5 hours a day.
What do you do? What do you do out in the sun? Where are you?
I have a great house. Sherman Oaks. I just sit in my backyard all day.
You do, really?
Yeah.
Do you have kids?
Yeah.
But are they older?
I feel like I'm being interrogated right now.
Well, it's a fucking interview. You came on. That's the deal.
Okay.
Do you have kids?
I got one kid, yeah.
And they're old?
22.
So you don't have to do nothing anymore.
Well, no, that's not true at all, because my daughter lives at the house with her black boyfriend.
Well, wait a minute.
My house is a goddamn reality show, to be honest with you. It's my wife, you know, of course, she's...
Have you seen the black boyfriend naked?
Well, that's how we met. I now you should do something to my daughter. It's a long, ugly story. It's part of the reality show. You know, he's half black, and it's a top half. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. So it's okay. So it's not so bad. But
it's not so bad.
Well, you know what it was? He was one of my... He was one of Michael Jackson's dancers. And when Michael Jackson died, he was staying over at my house. His bags were packed. He was leaving for London the next day. Michael died. As it turns out, I think he made more money off Michael's death, because all of a sudden everybody felt sorry for him. Ellen DeGeneres put the Michael Jackson dance on TV. Cirque du Soleil did a Michael Jackson show. He's part of it. And they flew him to Japan with the dancers to do a thing. I think he made more money from Michael dying, but the bottom line was, so he did that. Then he went on tour, I think, with Christina Aguilera. He's got to be gay. He's a dancer, so I'm not really worried about him living in my house.
Your daughter's boyfriend's gay?
Well, he's a dancer.
Yeah, he's gay.
I mean, I would imagine.
Even if he's not having gay sex, he's gay.
It's
like a rollerblader. Same kind of thing.
I don't really like to think about it too much. But anyway, so yes, about my daughter. So she's 22. She's living in the house with this guy. I got him, even though they call me the pit bull of comedy, I got this annoying gay miniature pincher who sleeps with me, who I bought for my daughter 10 years ago. My wife's 55, so menopausal broad.
Do you bone her?
What?
Do you bone your wife?
Do I bone it? Very funny you mention that. I tried to have sex with her yesterday. My wife and I, consider we're married for 23 years.
Yeah.
We still have sex. But what makes it very difficult is having a miniature picture in the bed who's a cock blocker, having my daughter and a black boyfriend stay up till 5 in the morning watching Star Wars in the room next to us. It's like a really crappy version of
abortion. But you're still married 22 years.
23.
23
which
years.
Which is a factor 100. But... You know something? As little sex as I have, right before I was doing your show, I was walking around on Melrose. And I don't read comic books anymore. Do you ever shut up, by the way? You ever stop talking?
Yeah, for I never stop talking.
He's working inside his mind a lot.
I'm walking at Melrose, and I went to a comic book shop. Now, I don't know if I'm not a comic book guy. Are you
no,
a comic book
no.
guy? Okay. Going to a comic book shop, and if you ever feel bad about your sex life, whether you're not getting laid at all, whether you're married for 23 years, I can always walk into a comic book shop and look around and go, I get more pussy than anybody in this
world. Rawdog's into comic books, and
I'm
he doesn't get laid at all.
Comic books. I'm a gigantic nerd,
like at McDonald's every day.
I do. You're spot on.
How do you know that? Huh? How did you know that?
Because I can smell it from
him. Bobby can smell the McDonald's on him.
You can smell McDonald's on him.
You can smell the McDonald's on him when you walked in here.
That can't literally be true, because I didn't eat McDonald's today.
He just knows that you're a McDonald's guy.
If you eat McDonald's in 72 hours, like I eat a lot of garlic for two reasons. Keep my wife off of me, and of course keep vampires away. Mm-hmm. And three reasons, it's also very healthy. A ton of garlic. If I eat garlic or onions, my wife knows the next day. But with McDonald's, at least 72 hours. It's just this filet of shit around you. Filet of McRibs.
You can sense that McAura. I'm very impressed.
Oh, by the way, since you're a McDonald's man, maybe you know why. Why do they, I'm not saying you know that much about McDonald's, but why do they keep putting McRibs on and taking McRibs off the menu? Why do they do that? What is that all about?
Spice up your life.
I think because there is a target audience for them that likes them, but there's also, if you keep them on for too long, I think people are just offended because it's so disgusting.
Hang on, I've got a celebrity on the phone. Hello, Andrea.
Do I get headphones, by the way?
Yeah, right there.
Okay.
Hey, this is Bobby Slayton. He's a comedian. He's a professional comedian. He's the pit bull of comedy
now. Special comedian. Like a retarded person. I'm special.
Yeah. But my phone got switched off, babe.
Your phone got switched off for international charges?
Yep.
That's so crazy.
It is crazy. I think I'm getting a new phone tomorrow. It might be time to just quit and get a whole new
Daddy.
Company. Start all over.
What is this phone call about, by the way? Why is
it's my wife. My phone's broken.
It's what?
It's my wife. I'm telling.
Oh, that's your wife.
I'm fixing my phone on the radio.
Is that a baby I hear in the background?
That's my son.
How old is he?
He's two.
And that's the only one you got?
No, I've got a six-year-old as well.
A daughter or a son?
A daughter.
Daddy.
Yes,
hey,
Tiggy.
Stop talking.
Tiggy, Daddy's working. Please be quiet.
Why would your wife call you in the middle of work?
I
she
told her to call me.
Why?
Because I need to tell her. It's an emergency.
What's the emergency?
$10,000 fines for being in Canada and having
yeah.
a cell phone. That's an emergency.
That's not what they said again. Is
I
it?
Don't know. You have to call. I'm working.
Okay, I'm going to call right now.
I love you.
And how long have you been married for?
Like 5 years.
5 years. Like, okay, by the way, the target audience for McRibs are who? I'll tell you.
Morons.
Nick Negroes. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. 5 years. Well, let me
Did you say Negro? Is that racist?
I said Nick Negro.
What's a Nick and Negro?
Mick.
Mick Negro. McRibs are for Mick. He said the target audience. I said, who are McRibs for? He said the target audience. I said, that would be Mick Negroes, which is very funny.
I'll be generous and just say it's an
which is
it's
very
not
funny.
The N-word.
You're telling me that yeah. I have. Wait a minute.
Negroes is a funny word. Not to maybe not to black people.
But you're saying that the McRib is
for black people.
Is for
well,
black
McDonald's
people.
Is for, look.
Is there anybody out there who is white that eats the McRib?
Of course. A lot of fat people eat that crap.
Right.
But there's a lot of white trash that eats it. But if you look at their target audience, you know, it's black people. It's McRibs for McNegroes. That's what the clown told me.
What's the clown?
McDonald's. How's
yeah.
the clown?
Oh,
McDonald's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, which, by the way, a big sales, a big publicity thing with that stupid thing with Ronald McDonald. Ronald McDonald House for sick children. And, you know, 99% of those children are sick from eating that crap at McDonald's. And it's just a vicious cycle.
Well, yeah. John, hey, no, it's like cigarette companies sponsoring, like, anti-cancer ads, you know.
Yeah, it's exactly. He's like, you know, it's like John Wayne Gacy who dressed up like a clown. He's a frightening man. Frightening. But anyway, you're lucky you don't have a daughter. You're lucky you have sons. But you,
I do have a daughter.
And how old is she?
Six.
Oh, she's a six-year-old. Well, wait till she starts, you know, hitting the period and your wife starts hitting menopause. You have no idea what you're in for.
Why? What does that mean?
What does it mean?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not trying to be Dr. Phil here. What does it mean?
You're saying, like, the world's about to win. Why does it end?
Okay, let me try to explain it to you in the simplest of terms.
Please
well,
do.
Not so much for you, but for your listening audience. Okay. You know when a woman has her period, and this might be a generalization, they become pretty bitchy that time of
yeah.
life. Am I right? Five
yeah.
days out of the week, 6 days, whatever
okay.
it is.
Okay, a little bit, maybe.
A little bit?
Yeah.
Oh, your wife's an angel all the time. How whipped are you that she's listening now? You're gonna. So you guys get along just terrific. You're just great, right?
Sometimes she's annoying, but I'm always way more annoying than her, so I don't feel that bad about
right.
her being annoying.
Okay,
you know?
But when she's on the rag, does she up it a notch?
What?
Does she get a little bit more annoying when she's having a period?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay, and if she does it, she's used it as an excuse. Okay, now what I'm telling you.
No, she has not used it as an excuse.
Oh, she's never said, "I'm sorry, I'm on the rag. It's not time of the month." Okay, well, she can. She has a built-in insanity defense clause
yes,
if she wants to use it.
Sure.
Okay, now, what I'm telling you, how old is your wife?
28.
Okay, 28. Wait till she's my wife's age. She hits menopause, and her vagina's like a dried-out wooden birdhouse. Wait till you hit
she's
menopause.
She's got a dried-out vagina?
It's like an open grave you have
it
to dive into.
Dries up? See. Are you just saying that to be mean and funny?
I've said for both.
The
mean
vagina.
Funny, yes. That's what I do. The people come.
I know, okay. So, so it didn't really dry up, though.
They have sometimes.
You can't
skin.
Be talking about advice for me future in my future life saying that my
you,
wife's vagina is going to dry up.
It's not like an oil well. No, not like an oil well or a lake that you go swimming in. It dries up. It needs more lubricant. So that's what I mean by dried up. Maybe.
Okay.
I'm saying it takes more to make
that
an
orgasm.
Dried up. Okay.
Yeah.
You know how much work it takes for a woman to have an orgasm now? When you get to that point, then you need Jiffy Lube, a weed whacker, you know, maybe bring in the Gardner, a couple of backup players. You can't do it all. You know, you need somebody, you know, you maybe come in the second half.
What about if you work out at it?
Do I work? Do
no,
I work?
Like Sting and shit.
What's that?
Like Sting and shit.
Like, they do what?
Sting.
Sting, very specific.
Oh,
tantric,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, fuck Sting with that. A Sting. The 8-hour orgasm. Who is he? Are you kidding me?
Maybe he's do yoga and he's wise ass.
Maybe. Okay. And he goes, and you get an orgasm for 5-6 hours. Look, I've had an orgasm for 30 seconds and my heart feels like it's on the ceiling. I'm about to
How
die.
How old are you, Bobby? Huh? How old are you?
I'm 55, 56. I've already got
pretty
high
healthy.
Pressure. Can you tell? I'm high strung. I'm a type A personality. You wouldn't know that by talking to me.
So you might have a heart attack because you're so excited about yourself?
Well, I have to get excited about myself.
What's wrong with being excited about yourself?
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
I am excited about myself.
You don't get excited about yourself at all, Raw Dog.
Well, that's my personality.
Well, I think you just said what's wrong with getting excited about yourself.
I said nothing. Well,
why don't you take your own medicine and fucking get excited about yourself?
I have a different style.
I mean, you got a fucking date. We're doing a fucking date thing after Bobby, where I like Bobby, is going to go on a fucking helicopter to Catalina and stay in a suite with him.
Yeah.
With his single ass.
I'd like to do that.
See, we all want to blow you.
I'm still getting away from the wife. Just get away from the wife. By the way, Catalina, I don't think that's a McDonald's. How long are you going to be there for?
I know. I'm going to have to bring some supplies.
He enjoys high-quality cheeseburgers and stuff, so you can get room service.
I eat real food, too.
Why don't you like Burger King better than McDonald's? Because their burgers are char-broiled. And they'll make it anyway.
Good question,
Bobby.
No,
actually, Burger King burgers are better, I think.
Yeah, and so is Jack in the Box, and so is Wendy's, actually. And Wendy's has those new
Wendy's
fries.
Wendy's. I thought I liked the fries at Burger King more.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a bit of a duel here, ladies and gentlemen?
Do you get the kids' meal?
I don't get the kids' meal, but I do often order a burger like plain because I've got like an anti-vegetable thing. I got a weird palate.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Andy shoots loads on walls.
One time. More than one time. Not often.
You did it all the time. It wasn't accidental. You did it all the time.
At your house, you do this?
One hand. Could count on one hand. over my life, I've done... Yeah.
How did you find this guy?
He just walked in here one day.
Wow.
He's a gem.
You eat filet-o-fish?
I've never had a filet of fish. That seems weird to me. For some reason, I don't trust fish from McDonald's.
But you trust the cows are fine.
I think the cows are fine, basically.
Wow. He's already got a lot of problems, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does get a lot of issues.
So some girl's going to go to Catalina on a helicopter with you.
Yeah.
Now, have you been late before?
Yeah.
A lot of times? How old?
Not a lot. But
how old?
I am 25 years old.
Okay. So you've had how many different women?
I'm not going to give you a number. This discussion has gone on a lot. But.
I'm not the first one to interrogate you.
Oh, man. I don't, are you just going to give up, Bobby? I was like, oh, man, I can't wait to hear this.
You're not the first guy to interrogate me. I'm not going to give up a number, but it's not a huge
number. You seem like a very nice kid, but not a kind of kid that gets a lot of pussy. That's all I'm saying. I'm married.
That's a fair thing to say.
But I'll tell you, the heyday of comedy, the 70s and 80s, I never got the rock star pussy, but, I mean, the days of blow and before AIDS. And no condoms, and I had my share fair, and unfortunately it's hard to do now because women now you need condoms, you need chloroform, an alibi, a shovel, you need, because they're going to talk and they're going to try to get your stuff, and
I would chloroform myself right now if I had something.
Yeah.
No, it's not deadly, is it?
What's that?
It's not deadly, is it?
I think it just
how long does it last?
It like knocks you out. Yeah,
it just knocks you out pretty much
for like a day.
I've never done it.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, if anybody feels like doing that, come on over to the studio.
I just see the movies when they put the handkerchief over the guy's face. Right.
Somebody's really angry at me because I said something about I didn't care about Bin Laden. Rufus. Well, there it is. Somebody who loves Mortal Kombat. Do you have Mortal Kombat? Do you care about Mortal Kombat,
Bobby?
I've
never played video game in my life. I think when I was in high school, started smoking dope. Got at bars at 18 in New York. I played Pac-Man. And I think I took my daughter to Circus. We played Whack-A-Mole, which I still play by myself without my daughter. But that's, I'm sure you know.
Do you spend a lot of time by yourself, not talking?
When I'm by myself, I don't talk at all. But I know if I stop talking, you're going to ask me more stupid questions.
No, but do you travel a lot because you're a comedian? Do you spend time sitting there staring at your own toes?
No, what I do is I walk around cities. I walk a lot.
Do you ever have headphones or anything like that?
No,
music?
No. I walk
you're
around
out there by yourself.
And I talk to myself working on material.
Are you a Twitter whore?
You want to hear a funny Twitter story?
No.
Is that really that funny? I got into Twitter, by the way. Pitbull of comedy. I've tweeted some pretty funny
things.
Pitbull of comedy is my little Twitter thing that was given to me by the guys that did my Showtime special. But the bottom line is this. When Twitter came out a couple of years ago, I said, this is really stupid. And I still think it's stupid. But you have people from the president to Steve Martin to Albert Brooks to... You have a lot of people who don't need to Twitter. Yeah. For some reason, they feel they need to stay in the loop.
Why do they do it?
Okay, but here's the thing. There's a few comedians I know that have over 100,000 followers. They told me things are so bad out there on the road that what they do, if you have enough followers, you go, hey, like for example, this Friday night I'll be in Redding, California, the beautiful Cascade Theater. Mm. Now, I don't have that many followers.
So now you have that shit written down, so you're supposed to plug your shit all the time.
Just you eat your burgers, I'll worry about it. I'll do the plugs. Anyway, the Cascade Theater, I only have a couple of thousand people, but when I was playing these comedy clubs, I started tweeting where I'll be, and people would show up. I decided to see these after the show.
See?
And I'm thinking, if I only have a couple of thousand followers, guys like Kevin Pollak, friends of mine who have 100,000, 500,000, if they send it out there that they're in Carolinas or New York or whatever. But here's the greatest thing about Twitter, and I realize the power of Twitter, is last summer I did this Disney show called Sunny with a Chance. Maybe your kids watch it. It's a Disney show. This horrible little girl, Demi Lovato. You know who she is?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Demi Lovato is 17, maybe 18 now. She's like a little...
She's Mexican looking?
Oh, no. I think that's Selena Gomez. That's Selena Gomez. One of the other ones, though. Mm. Yeah.
But she's...
All these fucking chicks look the same. They're all little young...
I know.
Singing Bobby chicks.
Well, she's got a decent...
Nickelodeon just breathes these
she's
things.
Got a decent voice. She's one of those little Jonas Brothers kind of... She's like a Jonas Brother with a vagina.
Yeah.
Okay.
All the songs sound the same.
Yeah. To us would be crap. Anyway, she has a show... Well, she did have a show called Sunny with a Chance. And one of my friends is a producer, and he puts me out as a disgruntled kiddie show host, Paulie the Polar Bear. So I had to spend a week in a goddamn polar bear outfit, and it was not a lot of fun. I'm working with Demi Lovato. She was just a monster. Everybody that said hated her, the directors, the producer, a monster.
How old is she?
18. My daughter Natasha, who's an actress and a singer, who's been acting since she was about 8 or 9, is nothing but a pleasure on the set. Everybody, your daughter, how long she been doing this? We love her. She goes on. She does her job. She says thank you. She gets her paycheck. She knows her lines. The same thing that any adult actor should do. Okay, it's pretty a goddamn job. So Demi was just a monster. My daughter came to the set. My daughter wanted to punch her in the face. Now, Demi Lovato went on tour, I believe, with the Jonas Brothers.
Is this allegedly? Is he supposed to say allegedly right now?
What?
This is his story.
Allegedly what?
This girl's a nightmare.
it's not allegedly.
Hey, he was there.
I could say Raw Dog's an idiot. And that's
allegedly.
You're entitled to your opinion. I'm not stating. If I said he's gay, which I don't know if he is. Get off my... Don't touch me. But that would make me liable because he's not gay. He's just nothing. Okay. Anyway, so I'm working with this girl, and it turns out she gets suspended from the show. She had to go in rehab because she was a cutter. You know what a cutter is?
Okay. Slashing herself up.
So
it's kind of hot.
I went on Twitter, and this is when I was new. I was a newbie at it. I didn't realize when you mention somebody's name, anybody that follows her will hear about this around the world.
Oh, know this.
Okay, so there was a news story. This is one of my first tweets. There was a news story out that Demi Lovato, this last year, might be getting out of rehab for Thanksgiving so she can spend the holidays with her family.
Mm.
And I tweet, one of my first tweets, good, she can carve the turkey and her wrists.
Yeah, okay, that's pretty fucked up.
Now, I start getting, once I mention her name, from around the world in Spanish death threats. I'm getting young girls, prepubescent.
You were hoping that was going to work out.
I mean,
you're a professional comedian. You're shaking up. You've got a new tool to get yourself out there and get some people to come and see the gigs by throwing some slashes at an 18-year-old bitch.
No, but here's the thing. I didn't realize that how viral, not viral, it didn't really go viral, but anyway, this little girl writes me a letter. You're a horrible old man. I hope you die. And then I said something else about Demi Lovato. Oh, she should slit her throat, too.
You're having a ball out there. You're like, oh, here we go.
So now fans of Demi Lovato, so that's sort of vicious.
Now they think I'm threatening Demi Lovato. Now they think death threats. Now they say we're calling Disney. Like, Disney gave a rat's ass. But anyway,
did your followers go up?
What's that?
Did you get any more followers?
I actually did. Yeah, but followers, like, but I don't know. Yeah, I actually think I did. I wasn't really keeping track, but the funny thing was this, that I realized from the power of my little telephone or computer, I don't have to leave my house or go on radio or go on stage to annoy people. That I can get hate mail from around the world in different languages while I sit in my bathroom with a glass of wine saying horrible things.
And that's what's good about Twitter.
That was my whole story.
Well, it's not a bad explanation, really. Yeah. Adam, you want to ask Bobby something?
Yeah, dude, did you just, like, snort up an 8-ball before you walked in the door here? Holy Christ.
You want to know
I think Bobby's done cocaine before, but I don't think he does anymore, right, Bobby? I mean, 55, you can't do cocaine. You're
56.
Fucking die.
No, I still do coke, and not a lot, very rarely. I don't buy it. If you got it, I'll do it. No, the reason I'm talking really...
Are you lying?
What?
Are you lying?
I believed what he said that.
Well, I still do
it. You really do bums every now and then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
Because you might have a heart attack. You're 55.
I don't do very much of it.
Just one talk. Just thanks.
You know what? I don't really care.
Do you drink a lot?
Yeah.
You're a comedian's comedian.
Yeah, I drink a lot. And I don't mind. As a matter of fact, every day, I don't want to ask this guy's question, every day at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, if I'm home, right after this, about 4 o'clock, I start to cook. I love to cook. I get a great blues collection. I put on music. I cook. And by 6 o'clock, I've done a bottle of wine, jump in the pool, come back out, have another bottle with dinner, play my drums for half an hour, I'm in bed by 10.
That's your life?
When I'm home, it's great, because I get up 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, I get a little gym in my garage, which I try to work out in. You know, I have some people over, sometimes I'll do about a couple lines a month, maybe. If I'm on the road and I have to do two shows sometimes, I'll get a little bit because I can't stand these late shows, these horrible comedy clubs. But this guy said it sounds like I did an eight ball. Right before I walked in here, I was so goddamn tired. But I knew to keep up with you, I had to, because you started interrogating me right away, and I know I have to bring it up a notch. I have to stay on top of this.
All right. I didn't mean to.
No, it's fine. Then Raw Dog's going to talk and bring the show back in the toilet. And it's just going to, I have to stay on top of this. When this show is over, I'm going to probably just go back to my house, sit in the jacuzzi, and we'll talk for hours. I will talk to my wife. This is my days where they're talking. It's like a rattlesnake who eats a rabbit that doesn't eat for a month.
That's what
this
I feel like. Yeah,
I get
this
that.
This is my
no,
days talking. This 1 hour, yeah. I'm done. I can go home. Ain't going to talk to my wife all night.
Yeah.
Yeah, I completely feel that.
Yeah, everybody else, I don't feel like eating. I'll just fucking bite you.
Yeah.
Just to tell you to fuck off.
So that's, plus I know my story.
There it is, Adam. Yes, he does cocaine. Sometimes.
Okay. Sometimes. Doesn't
bite. But not right now before I walked in here. Did not go.
No.
Brandon, you're in Kansas.
Yeah.
What do you want?
This professional comedian, he's not very funny.
Hey, who do you like? Who's your favorite comedian?
Huh?
Well, first of all, jackass, I'm doing a radio show now. I'm not doing my material, asshole.
I know, but any other comedian he has on the radio is at least halfway funny. You're like shoving a baby in a garbage disposal, dude. That's not, you're not funny at all.
Wait a minute. I think I said that earlier today, didn't
I think you made a joke about shoving a baby in a garbage disposal.
Who was in here but earlier who was funnier?
Not today, but like any other show you have.
Yeah, who? Name who?
Give me some comics.
I can't think of any right now.
Because you're an idiot. But first of all, this is my first time on the show, so we're trying to get acquainted here. So this is kind of like foreplay for me. The second half hour, I'll bring it on. What comics do you like?
You'll bring it on in half an hour.
Starting with the hard
you guys just do it now?
No.
You're not getting a read yet?
No. I'm getting warmed up.
Scotty in New York.
Yo, I don't give a fuck what that last kid has said. This guy Bobby Slayton's a shit, bro. Fucking comparing his fucking wife's box to an old wooden birdhouse, bro. Classic.
What happened?
He liked the wooden birdhouse.
I did that at my Showtime special, and my wife...
Do you get a lot of money for a Showtime special?
No.
Do you like money?
I've gone through a
but
lot
But you don't
of
need a lot of money. You got a lot of stories to tell then. Were you a rock and roll guy? Were you a mean fucking parent? Like, were you like a
the greatest father. I'm
always?
Sure, yeah. My
you didn't rock and roll your life away?
I would take her out of school, kindergarten, first grade, go to Disneyland. I would,
Doesn't this seem like a weird thing? Like, this guy's coming in here, and he's a comedian's comedian. Been around. He's a famous dude. HBO special. Married for 23 years with two kids.
One kid.
Who still does cocaine every now and then.
Yeah.
So at one point you were doing a lot of cocaine and drinking a lot.
No, never
there was
a lot.
Never a time where you just stayed with your wife? Were they on the road with you or something?
Never. My wife, that was what kept my marriage together. So I was always on the road traveling. I'm still on the road a lot. I was in Vegas for 2 years, 6 days out of the week. So I was on Vegas. I'd go home one day and then it was down.
I thought you said you're a really good father.
Well, that's because my daughter's already a teenager when I did that. From when she was one till she was 15. Because when I was on the road, I was on the road 3 or 4 days out of the week. When I was home, I would every morning make her lunch, take her to school, and go out for pick her up every day at 3 o'clock, go for ice cream. Once in a while to McDonald's just to get the toy. She had a couple of fries. Even when she was five, she knew that was crap.
So you did When did you start making money? Like,
well, it depends what you mean making money.
What was your job as a comedian? You're an actor as well, but what was the first where you were making enough money to say, okay, now I'm going to have a family, or did the family come first?
No, what happened was I started doing stand-up at 21, 22 years old.
Okay.
So when I started, you know, I was working in San Francisco. It was me, Robin Williams, Dana Carvey, Kevin Pollak, and none of those guys wanted to open for rock bands. So I was living on my own. You know, I was making a living until I was 30. But, you know, back then, it's $500, $600, $700, $800 for an apartment. There's no wife, no kid. And then all of a sudden, you start making more. It all becomes relative. I was doing pretty good. You know, in the comedy boom in the 80s is when I bought a house. And I was always playing comedy clubs. You know, I wasn't doing that much television.
Do you have a Ferrari or anything stupid like that?
Huh?
You ever have a Ferrari or anything stupid?
No. You know what I did? I did lease a Hummer when the small one, not the big one. My penis isn't that small. I leased a Hummer during the big gas crunch that started when the gas prices went up a few years ago. I was living in Vegas. They were giving them away. So I had this car. And I thought, what did I get this for? It's so stupid. But it was the same price that a little Honda would have cost. I mean, some people thought that I had all this money. I had an Escalade at one point because I wanted to be black. But
You wanted to be black? You have sex with black girls?
Actually,
you have a cheater on your wife?
The what?
You have a cheater on your wife?
Of course not. Of course not.
Now, one time, do you like sex? You like a horny person?
I jack off a lot.
But do you do like creepy things?
Well, first of all, I jack off so much that when I fuck my wife, I feel like I'm cheating on my hand, which is why I should get a puppet, because you jack off into a sock. It's gross. But if the sock has eyes, at least it looks like somebody's talking to you after. You know what I mean? See, I should have been a doctor. I should have been a psychologist. And fuck that guy, Kansas. This is funny shit.
Here you go. John hates you as well, Bobby.
Okay, okay, what else, John?
Hey, Rube.
Cockatoo.
Hey, man. Fucking Mayhem Miller's better than this guy. Come on, dude.
Who?
Mayhem Miller.
Who?
He's a he's professional a fighter who just started.
Just started breaking into the comedy world.
He has been doing stand-up.
He's done a couple of shows recently.
The MTV guy.
Well, who's your favorite comic? Who do you like?
Yeah, hey, he's got a question, dude. If you're going to talk shit, let's spell it out here. Yes. What is your favorite comedian?
Give me a couple of comedians you like.
Ralphie May, who you had in the studio.
Ralphie May is a good friend of mine. Yeah. And Ralphie May, I heard on a radio show last week saying, and I actually heard this, I think it was in San Francisco, I turned on a radio show, and Ralphie May said, probably the best stand-up comic working today in the club's Bobby Slayton. So Ralphie May is a big fan of mine. And Ralphie May, is, you know, he's funny. He's not me. He's not even close to me, but okay, who else?
Artie Lang.
Yeah. Well, there's another guy who... Artie's okay. Not as funny as I am, but okay.
You're saying that Ralphie May and Artie Lang are not as funny as you.
I love Artie. They're both friends of mine.
Can you... Is comedy... nothing wrong with self-confidence, but is there enough of at a high level of comedy, is that really a fair comment? Is there other professional comedians in the game that would agree with you, or are you just spracking off?
No, I think I have a lot of... You know, I'm just saying this to...
In the comedian world, are you ranked higher than Ralphie May?
Well, I never talk about it. You know, I never tell people how good
I am. You're talking about right now.
It sounds awful, but when some asshole calls up to tell you you're not funny, and then he tells you who he likes...
Who does he think is funnier than him?
Okay, there's a lot of guys out there. I think Bill Maher's great. I think Jon Stewart's great. I think that Jerry Seinfeld's great. I think that Greg Fitzsimmons, who has a radio show at SiriusXM, is great. I think...
Is he funnier than you?
They're on my level. That's like saying who's better, the Beatles or the Stones. No, they're on my level.
But that's but Ralphie May's not on your level. He's not on Greg Fitzsimmons' level.
Artie Lang aren't on your level.
No, wait, shut up, dude. Greg Fitzsimmons is not on Ralphie May's level.
Oh wait, no, yes, he is. Artie Lang was a very funny man on the Howard Stern show, and he's a very funny guy.
Artie Lang is not on you guys' level.
He's never a great stand-up comic, right. Period. And an idiot like you, you know, who listens to, you know, Louis C.K. was great, Greg Giraldo was great, Robert Schimmel when alive was great. You're just an idiot, you know, you're the kind of guy that, you know, probably would vote for Donald Trump or Sarah Palin or, you know, they can tell you're an
idiot.
Is that true, sir?
Is that true? Would you vote for Donald Trump to be president?
No, I wouldn't. He's a fucking idiot.
Well, I like Donald Trump now. Now I like him.
All right, well, that's your opinion, dude.
Just before, he wasn't totally committed to being a douchebag, and now it's just a full-on 100% douchebag.
No, I will admit that so far since I've been on the show, I have not been hysterical. But it's been, you know, this time of day...
It's not really about being hysterical. I feel like comedians don't, you know, the whole, I mean, just for that little insult there is, yeah, you're not funny. It's not... That's not your job. You know, we're supposed to know a little bit about you, and we're going to find out if they want to see your comedy act, they can go and see that.
I don't want to
hear your comedy act in here. I want to know who you are.
Well, see, I could have done my comedy act, but you were asking me, are you married? You asked me a lot of questions.
That's the more interesting conversation.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
That's what I think. But so I shouldn't worry myself with idiots like that.
No, you shouldn't. But I also understand, because when people say shit to me, I get annoyed by it, too.
You know, I'd rather have that, though, than have somebody go, God, you're so funny, you're so great. You know, I've already got...
You don't like that?
I don't need to hear that, because when
I do my shows... Do you have a massive house?
Huh?
Do you have a massive house?
I have a house that, you know...
Are you a rich person?
No.
You're not? Are you angry because you're not?
Yeah.
Because you grew up with...
Who is it, everybody?
Everybody in comedy. Name the people that you start, like, the people that you would headline.
You just said Robin Williams, Dana Carvey, Friends Moore's
Ghost. A lot of my friends are doing great. And there's a lot of guys, when I started doing stand-up, who I used to open up for, who aren't doing great, who aren't around anymore. This is what I do know. I have a really great house. I have a good act. I'm respected in the comedy community by most comics, you know. I mean, Carrot Top's a friend of mine, but Carrot Top's a punchline. And I love Carrot Top. Scotty's a great guy, but he has to wake up every morning.
Did you come up with Jerry Seinfeld?
I used to open up for Jerry.
You used to open up for Jerry, so he was bigger than you when you started.
A little bit. He was always really a great TV comic, and I was kind of down and dirty playing the clubs. It was more, you know, I was sort of like Elvis Costello living in a Michael Bolton world, or the Ramones. There's a band that was great that went broke. The New York Dolls were my favorite band ever, you know, way before the Clash and the Sex Pistols. But the Dolls, you know, they were before their time.
You're saying you're before, I was about to say, you're saying you're before your time.
You know what? I had an internet radio show. There was a big thing called Comedy World about 10 years ago that right before everybody had an internet radio show and it was about to take off, they went broke because nobody was listening to the internet then. They were paying me a lot of money. This had nothing to, this wasn't my fault, just being in the wrong place, right place, wrong time. I was on a couple of TV series that were about to make it big, and for whatever reason, they didn't go. Now, nothing to do with me, I wasn't the star of the show, but I was always a day late, a dollar short. By the time I got on the Johnny Carson show didn't matter that much anymore. I killed on the Johnny Carson show. And now these shows, when you go on Jimmy Fallon or Letterman, great to do, but they don't really make any difference anymore.
You go on Jimmy Fallon?
I was on Fallon show 8 months ago, and it couldn't have gotten any better.
You know? And then what happens after that?
I think 15 people showed up to see me in a club. Jimmy Fallon, George Lopez, same thing, same week. Standing ovation, it doesn't matter. Nobody cares.
There's you do gigs where comedy. 15 people are there?
Huh?
You do gigs where 15 people are there?
This one gig was a new theater.
What's the average amount of people at a gig you go to?
Oh, a couple hundred.
A couple hundred?
Oh, yeah. I play clubs. There's always 200-300. But this is a new club. And it was the summertime. It was a bad time, bad place. And according to these guys, bad comic. So it was, there were 15 people showed up. But Andrew, it was in New York. Andrew Dice Clay was there the week before and only had 100, so I didn't feel too bad.
All right, here's some questions. Hopefully these are nice. Brandon.
You.
What do you want?
What's up, man? I want to see what this guy thinks of Jim Jeffries.
How do you feel about Jim Jeffries?
I love Jim Jeffries.
There you go. He loves Jim Jeffries. He's an Australian dude, right?
Huh?
He's an Aussie dude, right?
Yeah, great. Yeah.
Richie. Oh, we electrocuted him.
By the way, I love Ralphie May, and I like Artie, Artie Lang, so I didn't want to make it seem I didn't like those guys.
Richie.
Yes.
What do you want?
What did Rob not leave the room?
No, he's here.
I'm here.
I gotcha. Now, you guys, what I look about to you since I was younger, I think you're great.
I'm not the original Bobby Slayton. I'm like Lassie. I'm the great-great-grandson of the original Bobby Slayton.
There was another Bobby Slayton?
There have been Bobby Slaytons going back for centuries.
He smokes cigars.
I'm Bobby Slayton V.
He smokes cigars.
I hate cigars.
You do?
You know,
don't smoke cigarettes or anything?
I used to, a long time ago.
How come you're so raspy? You always yelling and shit? Are you tired?
No, my voice is like this from my vocal cords are calloused from years of yelling in clubs. I don't yell in clubs anymore, and from years of smoking and years of not using my vocal cords, right? So it's the same that happened to Rod Stewart. He's got that from, you know.
That worked for Rod Stewart.
Yeah, it became distinctive for him.
Well, Do you ever have young girls wanting to bone you because of your jokes?
The what?
Young girls wanting to bone you because of your jokes.
When I was a
backstage.
Young guy.
Not now? What about mums?
You know what happens? You got to remember what you see. If you've ever seen my act, which obviously you haven't, I talk about being married, which turns a lot of women off. I bitch about women a lot, which turns a lot of women off. And I'm not the most accessible guy because I'm not that friendly on stage.
It's a joke. I mean, come on, you're a comedian. No, you get no pro-hos at all. You have no pro-hos stories.
I don't really.
Nobody comes up to the Bobby after the gig and says, look, I'll give you a blowjob. Ever.
Girls?
Yeah.
Oh.
Has a guy ever asked you?
No. I think there have been gay guys that have been kind of, you know. Otherwise, no, not really. But, yeah, it's happened. Yeah, but you know what? It's not worth it anymore. It's not worth it because of DNA. If my phone rings at 3 a.m., I'd say either a Mexican with the wrong number or my mother's dead. It's not some goddamn broad. I got herpes. I love you. I'm pregnant. You know, I don't need that. I have a house. I want to keep
Do you
my
like
house.
Mexicans?
Well, how can you not like them? I live in L.A.
Before you were married, did you have sex with a black woman?
Yes. Yeah, two of them. Two or three.
Have you ever done, what's that thing, the Dutch rudder?
Well, I don't even know what that is.
It's when you jack yourself off and your buddy holds your elbow.
No, yeah, you're holding your friend's arm and then masturbating them with your own arm. Yeah,
I lived in San Francisco, but that never happened.
Right.
I mean, me and Robin Williams and Dana Carvey one night.
You ever been in a submarine?
But what is this? I don't know what that is.
A submarine?
Oh, have I been in a submarine?
Yeah.
A real submarine?
A literal submarine.
Oh, I thought you meant, have you ever been in a submarine? I thought that was another kind of sexual.
No.
Have I been in one? Yeah, but it wasn't under the water. What is
Friends
that
with Robin Williams. You do coke with Robin Williams?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I used to do it with him all the time. I don't think he ever bought it. But I don't think he... I would never say that on the radio if I thought
Does he follow you on Twitter?
Huh?
Does he follow you on Twitter?
I don't think... I don't know if Robin follows anybody. I don't really look at my Twitter thing.
Does he talk to you anymore?
Yeah, I just had dinner with him a few months ago.
You had dinner with him?
Yeah.
Did you do any cocaine?
No.
Does he do cocaine like you do?
No. He doesn't do it anymore. Robin's clean. He doesn't drink.
What company did he go to get hair back?
Okay, what?
His hair came back. How did he do that?
He's always just a hair.
How much money will you make to get your hair? Because you're a little... Actually, you're fine. Is your hair real, or did you go to the place that fucking...
If my hair is great.
Homeboy hooked you up with the scoop. What is that? Is that your real hair?
It's my real hair.
He doesn't look like he should have that hair, don't you
but
think?
You can pull it all you want. At 56, I do have a lot of hair. And you know, the funny thing is, it's so gray, and it's so white. And everybody says, you know, you should dye it.
No, you shouldn't.
No, sure, you shouldn't. Okay, my manager for years, this is why you can't listen to anybody show this. For years, my manager said, you know, if you dyed your hair, you get more parts. And I go, first of all, I don't get a lot of parts because I'm a pretty crappy actor. I don't get a lot of parts because, you know, it's I can only do this one character. I'm me. You know, yeah. Everything I've ever played, I've done a lot of movies, but every character.
Somebody's trying to call say that you sound like Dee Snider.
I was going to say the author. I was going to say Suzanne Pleshette or Harvey Fierstein. So my manager says to me, you really got to dye your hair. I went to him for five parts, didn't get any of them. So just to shut her up, and I'm in my 40s, I went gray really early. I dye my hair, and it's kind of a grayish black. I go to read for a part, and I hate reading for movies. I'm really bad at it. This one movie, I did a great job. I'm reading for a part of a lawyer. Somehow I channeled this guy. I said, I got this part. They call my manager, you know, Bobby's great, but he looks a little too young. So I dyed my hair for this shit. The one time I dyed, now I look too young. She's telling me I look too old. So, you know what? I don't give a rat's ass anymore about any of this.
Do you like Joe Rogan?
I love Rogan.
Do you think that Osama bin Laden was killed or that it is fake and they made it up?
Joe Rogan said on Twitter that
he's like, look, if you killed Sasquatch,
did Joe Rogan
you would
really
fight.
Say that?
Well, who said that, Rogan?
Yeah, he said on Twitter that if you killed Sasquatch, if you killed a real Bigfoot, you wouldn't fucking throw the body in the ocean before you showed to people. You'd probably want to have a couple of witnesses.
Joe Rogan smokes way too much pot.
That's always a good argument.
I think Joe likes to stir.
But you never know.
Yeah. He likes to stir things.
You're saying that you do not believe Joe Rogan's statement earlier this morning on Twitter, where he stated that Bin Laden is indeed still alive.
You know, I don't really care.
The government is lying.
I don't really care one way or the other.
I think what Rogan would say is that he's been dead for a while and the government's been covering it up.
Right.
Yeah.
I think the government, nobody cares what I have to say or what Rogan has to say. I don't think the government has, I think they have better things to do than worry about that, you know? I care about
it. No, I don't. They're going to spend a bunch of years on trying to fucking stop gay people from getting married.
Right.
I don't think that they've got... I think they'll spend a bunch of time on anything.
You're probably right. Now, it's like the royal wedding to me. I don't really care.
I didn't mind the royal wedding.
Did you watch it?
Not live, you fucking asshole. You know what I mean? But
I
it was on
it
every...
All.
I woke up and it was on there and I looked at it and I thought, man, she is really hot. I mean, I don't want to fuck her because you know she's missionary, but she's really, really hot. She's a very, she's a princess to the T.
But I'd rather
and I couldn't believe how...
I'd rather nail Lindsay Lohan than
nail I just can't believe somebody that rich doesn't get the Propecia thing. Like, dude, your donut on the back of your head is just fucked up.
I can't imagine fucking a princess. Does she come or does she arrive? I'm arriving. Oh,
right.
Oh, it seems so proper.
Yeah, no,
you think
she
waxes
an entourage in front of her and behind her?
Right? Yeah.
You think she shaves a vagina?
For sure. For sure. Know? Yeah.
See, why
she's still a modern woman, even if she is a princess.
You think she does anal?
Are you allowed to talk about that?
Hey, she's a princess?
Just because she's a princess, of course she does.
Yeah, I don't think... What's that got to do with it? Some girls don't do anal.
I think part of it, he's a prince.
Does he look like a guy that would want anal?
What do you think?
He looks like a royal family. Kind of fucking England. They're not paying taxes and their royal treatment, so maybe they don't really need it.
He seems a little gay to me, Bobby.
Yeah?
No.
Well, maybe that is a royal treatment.
Do you think he looks gay to you? Anybody?
I didn't get that vibe.
You don't get that at all?
Just be confusing that with the general British vibe.
Right. I think British people could be gay. All British people are gay. All right, Bobby Slayton's going to be, where are you?
He's going to be at the Cascade Theater on May 6th. May 14th, he's at the 9th Annual Long Island Comedy Festival in New York.
Long Island Comedy Festival. We're going back to New York to do the Long Island Comedy Festival, the Westbury Music Fair. That's a place Sinatra used to play. Everybody played.
I shattered my wrist and got knocked out there and woke up and my arm was all floppy and I fucking duct taped it back on. I tried to skate and it hurt too much. And then I went in an ambulance back and they tried to relocate my wrist with sock things that were holding my fingers with weights. And then they came back with x-ray and said, it was a big mistake, and you popped your wrist at 180 and it broke bones in your hands. And we were just yanking on broken bones in your hands for fucking half an hour.
By the way, you got some nice ink. I had a lot of ink.
You've got some of the worst/awesome tattoos that you can get.
That was pretty cool.
It's old school, but it's not that old, though,
is
it?
I love the old school stuff. I hate the...
Do you have a scorpion? What is that? What's that one up there? What the fuck is that thing?
Like a dragon. I think that's a dragon.
It was one of those old kind of, you know, Sailor Jerry. I wanted my first tattoo. Was just, you know, a heart with a dragon with my daughter's name in it and all the skulls. And I got a big tattoo.
All the skulls. Why the skulls? Jeff, you got a skull t-shirt on? You're very angry or what's going on?
I've been into skulls. My wedding ring from 25 years ago, skulls. This is before...
He's an evil guy, road dog.
Before every 12-year-old
evil people don't fuck.
Every skateboard had a skull. Every Target, you know, pillowcases, every kid. I used to like skulls a lot. They've just been ruined and destroyed, you know?
But I couldn't agree more, Bobby. Skulls have been destroyed.
They've been ruined.
Not
they've been ruined.
Ever since Terminator, it's really been redundant.
Too commercial. You know, the on my last Showtime special, Born to be Bobby, the DVD, Born to be Bobby to me just screamed tattoo, like Born to Raise Hell, Born to be, you know, and it's that old, you know, really cool kind of Lyle Tuttle, old school tattoo. So I had the opening of my special with me getting Born to be Bobby on my back. So my half my back is covered with this beautiful tattoo, Born to be Bobby, big skull. The guy took 3 hours
You have Born to be Bobby with a big skull on your back?
For my special. I am
committed to show. Is it real?
You don't see the cast of Weeds.
Real?
You don't see the cast of.
Show me your back. Wait a minute. Do you really have a fucking Born to be Bobby tattoo?
Yes.
Well, that's it. That's like a little tattoo.
You know, I don't want the whole back.
Why would you not have the whole back?
You know why? Because I'm going to do another special suit for Showtime, and I'm going to get another.
You're going to get a Showtime tattoo every time.
It says, "Well, I don't know what the next one's going to be." I'm just saying, you don't see the cast of anybody from Weeds or Boardwalk Empire, or HBO, making a commitment to their art like I did for Born to be Bobby. Available on Amazon.com. A great, great Showtime special. Maybe not as good as Ralphie May or as Artie Lang, but it's good for my level of comedy.
Okay, real quickly. Long Island Comedy Festival, 20th and 21st, you're going to be at the Eastside Cattery in Las Vegas. 26th through 29th, you're going to be at the Improv in Irvine, California.
Yes.
Your Twitter is at Pitbull of Comedy.
Yes, and all these idiots can talk about how much they hated me on the show. And BobbySlayton.com. You can find out all the info about me.